RMT Rail members buoyed by Coordinated Action Newcastle. Keep up the good work, don't let the bastards keep you down, were some of the comments of people passing the RMT's picket line at Newcastle Central Station. RMT members across five train companies are striking against the introduction of driver-only operations, DO. Guards deal with emergencies such as derailments, evacuations, fires, and driver incapacity. They are also invaluable to give help to passengers with disabilities and the elderly, ensuring the railways are accessible. They also provide a sense of security, especially for people traveling late at night. At Newcastle, one passenger told the BBC reporter that she was visually impaired and wouldn't go on a train without a guard. Mickey Thompson, RMT regional organizer, told The Socialist, "The mood amongst our members is good and the public are on board." He went on to say, "The RMT members are resolute and determined to win this dispute." A poll of Northern Rail passengers found 75% of them would be concerned about their safety if the train no longer had a guard. However, greedy bosses are far more interested in profits than safety concerns. The mood on the Newcastle picket line is that this is a strike that they can and must win. Elaine Brunskill leads. In temperatures of -2°C, RMT members were out in force at Leeds train station on the 14th day of strike action on Northern Rail, which was taking place as part of coordinated action across five train operating companies against the introduction of driver-only/controlled operation, DO/DCO. Despite the chilly weather, the strikers were fired up and determined to win. Andy Butts, RMT executive member for Yorkshire and Lincolnshire, told us, "The RMT membership is up across the Yorkshire and Lincolnshire region. This dispute has made us stronger as members can see our determination to keep guards guaranteed on every service in the region." Other pickets told us they were equally determined to see this dispute through. The introduction of DO/DCO would mean an uncertain future and the end of turn up and go for many passengers with disabilities. Even Tory Transport Minister Chris Grayling's latest offer that current guards would still have a job in the next contract is not much. It could mean a zero-hour contract on minimum wage, as another picket told me. RMT members will be out on Wednesday and Friday as well in their fight to defend the safety-critical role played by guards. Ian Dalton, Leeds Socialist Party Manchester. The strike took place on Northern Rail in coordination with other train operating companies, after talks broke down again between the RMT and River Rail North, because the company still refuses to seriously negotiate on the future of the guards. There was a big and lively picket line at Manchester Victoria with a mood of determination as the strike escalated to 3 days this week. Some drivers who are members of the union ILF refused to cross the picket lines in Manchester and Wigan, which gave a great boost to those striking. Passengers stopped to give support, including some who were complaining about a River Rail North management blaming every problem on the RMT. After the increase in fares this month, as well as supporting the RMT's fight to keep the guard on the train, many passengers also support the demand for a nationalisation of the railways. Bexy Higney, Bassing, Stoke and Farnham. Determined RMT pickets were out across Southwestern Railway buoyed by strong support from passengers angry at fare increases this year and wanting to see guards on the trains they use. Stand on a picket line for 5 minutes and you'll find out more than you will listening to the news or reading the right-wing press. Guards in Basingstoke were keen to share stories of the regular occasions they have had to respond to unwell passengers, those with disabilities needing help on and off trains, and times when guards have had to step in to protect passengers from sexual assaults. As Wessex regional RMT organiser McTosh said, "How's an automated train going to help deal with those cases? Far from being only door operators and ticket collectors, guards are every day ensuring the safety of passengers on the railways." Despite all this evidence, one guard asked, "Why does the government want 1,000 people travelling on a train with only one member of staff who can't help them? You don't get that on the airlines or at sea. We are solid here at Basingstoke in support of this action. Like everything else, it boils down to profits." One of the pickets at Farnham explained, "Get rid of the guards and these train operators won't cut fares, will they? There's more public money going into the railways and we have less staff on stations, especially at night. How's that safe for travelers? RMT members understand that their union is the obstacle facing rail franchise managers and the government who want to see profits soar at the expense of safety. A picket at Fratton in Portsmouth said, "I've worked in the non-unionized private sector and seen what that means. 0-hour contracts, low pay and no training. Get rid of the guards and undermine our union and it'll be no different here." Managers say renationalizing means going back to the dark ages of the 70s, but at least we could afford a holiday then. It's no wonder RMT members and passengers are increasingly enthusiastic about Jeremy Corbyn's call to renationalize rail, and seeing the back of this profit-hungry Tory government. Nick Chaffee, Birkenhead. The mood on the picket line at Birkenhead Central on the first day of the 3 days of action this week by RMT rail guards against driver-only trains was determined. ADELF drivers on Mersey Rail continue to support the guards, and refuse to cross picket lines. Concerns identified by pickets were safety and disability access issues, that it has become a political dispute driven by the government, and that profits go out of the country to the Dutch rail firm. McCash, RMT General Secretary, has stated, "RMT members remain solid and united in each of the separate disputes across the country. We have written to Transport Secretary Chris Grayling calling for summit talks under an independent chair to break the deadlock in these long-running disputes. It makes no sense at all that we have been able to agree long-term arrangements in Wales and Scotland which secure the guard guarantee." Mersey Rail RMT members will be picketing the rest of the week on Wednesday and Friday. Messages of support to RMT Northwest, 2 Temple Square, Temple Lane, Liverpool, L2, 5BB. The financial support free phone helpline is 0800 376 3706, or mll.rals@rmt.org.uk. Steve Iron, Wirral Socialist Party, Harrogate. Members of Harrogate Socialist Party visited the RMT picket line on their ongoing dispute over the issue of guards on trains with Northern Rail. All 11 RMT guards/conductors stationed at Harrogate were on strike. The picket was visited by the RMT Assistant General Secretary, Steve Headley, and the Leeds Branch Secretary, who came to show support and solidarity. The next strike is on Wednesday, the 10th of January, and the picket will be on from 7 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. All support on the picket line is welcomed. Paul Vinney. These reports were first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 8th of January 2018, and were added to on 10 and the 11th of January. The Socialists carried a shorter version,